Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
We're really sitting at about 8 billion people today. And there's a term called the collective conscious and the evolution of the collective conscious. There's an ideal statement that somehow there's an agreed collective belief system, shared values, shared moralities, or whatever that we all agree on and that we follow. I don't find that to be true. In fact, Michael Montaigne, traveled around the world looking for universal value systems and didn't find it. He found pairs of opposites. In one country, they may have an honoring of something. Another country may be dishonoring it. So I'd like to think of the collective consciousness evolvement is not some unified where we all agree on something. It's a unity of all opposites. One thing you can be assured of is that in the world, for every set of beliefs there are, there'll be somebody with an opposite set of beliefs, and the ideologue that runs this belief will probably be in some degree of complementary opposite, sometimes collision course with somebody with an opposite side of that coin, the ideologue of another opposite side. The law that governs it is called the law of heuristic escalation. As one rises, so does the other. And the collective is made out of pairs of opposites. You have the conservatives and the liberals. You got the capitalists and the socialists. You got, you know, people that are dedicated to minimalism and extravagance. So the collective is made out of a unity of opposites. And I like to think of love as the synthesis and synchronicity of all compromising opposites. So we could say that people are pursuing what's deeply meaningful and in what they would love to create as their life, as a pursuit. That would be kind of common. But what that looks like in individual value systems are diverse. So we literally have a collective culture of countercultures. And I think that that's more realistic instead of having this fantasy that we're all going to be on the same page, we're all going to agree. You know, sometimes religions have the idea if we can make everybody on the planet this religion, we'll finally all agree and have peace or something. That's delusion. If you study peace and war, you see that those have been balanced in the recorded history. So agreements and disagreements, cooperation, competition, liberals and conservatives, pairs of opposites. The collective is made out of pairs of opposites, like a dialectic. They work together and they're trying to create a synthesis out of them, like Hegel's dialectic. So the evolution of human consciousness is the continual perpetuation of duality and synthesis, and duality and synthesis, disagreements, agreements, you might say. And I think that's part of the nature. I think we grow maximized at our maximum growth occurs at the border of pairs of opposites. So I think the collective conscious evolution is the evolution of the awareness of the unity of the opposites, and then we lose awareness. We've been into disagreements, and then we come back to the awareness and the synthesis. And I think that's part of the evolvement of consciousness. I don't want to live in the fantasy or promote the fantasy that we're going to have world peace or world war. I think we're going to have both, you know, agreements and disagreements. When I was speaking at a peace conference many years ago, I've done 3 peace conferences, about to do another one. And I asked people, you know, when you're in a peace conference, everybody's thinking, oh, we're supposed to be peaceful here. And I said, how many of you have moments of inner peace? And they all put their hands up. And they all felt kind of proud. Yes, I'm at a peace conference. And then I said, and how many of you have moments of turmoil? And everybody looked at each other and were kind of like afraid to put their hand up because they didn't want to admit that they had turmoil in their life and conflict in their life. And finally, I said, well, I certainly have moments of calm and moments of turmoil. And finally, they all agreed on it and they all laughed because of the tragedy that our peace conference admitting that they have internal conflict and turmoil with themselves and other people. And then I said, now, when you get together and you find your mate in your life, how many of you have total peace? And of course, they all laughed at that because they knew that there was agreements and disagreements inside the relationship. And cooperation, competition, peace and war, and support and challenge. It's what love is, agreements and disagreements and pairs of opposites. And then when you make love and have children and you have a family, well, I said, now we finally get peace. And they go, no, no, no. You, with your child, you have times of calm and turmoil, calm and turmoil. And you go back and forth. And then when you get with your family reunion and get with another members of the family and have a reunion, there's not always peace. There's peace and war and disagreements and agreements. And you have a home association meeting in your community, you have agreements and disagreements. And all the way, all the dynamics, all the way up the social ladder, on the largest scale, you still have agreements and disagreements, peace and war, support and challenge, positive, negatives, all pairs of opposites. So I don't want to promote a fantasy of one side. It's never been obtained. It's not really needed. And we know that growth and development it occurs at the border of all pairs of opposites. You need prey and predator in the food chain in order to evolve life. So I'm a believer that the overall collective consciousness is really a beautiful blend of entangled pairs of opposites evolving to help each other grow and grow from each other's pairs of opposites. That's the differences. You know, maximum growth and development occurs at the border of all support and challenge, all positive, negatives, all pairs of opposites. This was called the unity of opposites by Heraclitus 2,600 years ago, 500 something years ago. And I still stands today. Whether we deal with Zeno's paradoxes and dialectic or Hegel's paradoxes and dialectic or any of the great philosophers that understood this, it seems to be that evolvement is involving both. So honor both and know that that's what love really is. Love is a pair of opposites. You're not going to get a kind without a cruel or a nice without a mean or a positive without a negative in your relationship. So don't expect it from life. Don't expect it from the collective. Understand that both are necessary for evolvement.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.